Override, written and read by Caroline Williams. Override, to interrupt the action of an automatic device, typically in order to take manual control. Google definition. It's time to tackle the million-dollar question. Do I think I've changed my brain? Or, given that everything changes your brain and that none of us are sitting here today with the same brain we had a year ago, have I made any useful, deliberate changes that have moved it towards the kind of brain and mind that I was aiming for at the start of this experiment? Yes, I think I have. But before I get to what I think has changed, how I plan to keep it going, and how anyone else could do something similar, I want to raise the possibility that we've been thinking about brain change all wrong. The reason I say this is because the way that I think my brain has changed is not at all what I was expecting. When I started this project, I, like most people outside of working neuroscience labs, thought that what I needed to do was to tone up a few brain areas and improve on a few key circuits in my brain. A mechanistic approach, if you like, that thinks of the kilo or so of mush in my head as an engine that needs a bit of work. Upgrade a component here, insulate a wire there, and get the whole thing running more smoothly. When I tried to turn this idea into practical action, though, it became obvious that this view of the brain is missing an important part of the picture. While there are definitely areas of the brain that specialise in certain skills, anything worth doing requires the activity of many, many different brain areas. With that in mind, what is most important is not activity in certain areas, or even the thickness of the wiring between them, but the way that the brain puts these different streams of activity together to create something that's greater than the sum of its parts. Taking this view of the brain into account, it doesn't make sense to try and strengthen particular areas, or even the circuits that they're part of. A far more useful thing to do would be to work on flexibly engaging different circuits of the brain, based on which is right for the job right now, with the aim of shifting between the best state of mind for the job at hand. Here's one example from my recent endeavours. The same brain areas are involved in both sustaining focus and in creativity, but they are activated in a different pattern. Sustaining focus involves keeping the frontal bits online to concentrate on the job and allowing the mind to wander occasionally, but not too far. Creativity involves unhooking the frontal control parts for a bit to let the mind run free, while remembering to bring the focused mind back now and again to check that your ideas are not too bonkers. These two states of mind have a lot in common, but they're also very different. And having access to both of these states requires control over the switch between the two.